Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad you could be here with us tonight. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every week like they do, which is fabulous. And I want to say we're ready to go. So if you have questions, you can dial 323-203-0815 and we'll answer your questions. But for now, I want to say, Dr. Allen, you're on the air live.
I'm glad to be here and ready to serve.
Awesome. So how has your week been?
It's been great. Busy. I like to run around like a chipmunk, and that's good. And I got a lot of things done, and I'm really happy.
Fabulous. Listen, I know we have our Monday and our Wednesday shows coming up.
Yes.
Exciting stuff. So I believe, looking here at our calendar, that our Monday night show is, of course, at the Courtyard Marriott, and the first Monday of March appears to be March is would be March 5th, and so our first Wednesday is going to be March 7th. If anybody has any questions about that, they can visit the website www.drpatallen.com. for information and directions to find out about our Monday and Wednesday show that we have monthly, which is so exciting. And Dr. Allen is just amazing in that show. You have got to see it. So, Dr. Allen,
what
has been going on with your seminar classes that you do, our very intimate classes?
Oh, they're so wonderful. They're so intimate. Six people. I love it. I teach, I think it's 8 different subjects, scripts, couples. This Saturday, tomorrow, I'm doing 3 couples. Whee!
Oh, you're doing the couples awesome. Class.
Right.
Okay.
3 couples, that's 6 people. And I do self-esteem, upgrading, balancing your life so that your yin and yang are working together.
Uh-huh.
And so it's I have 8 different classes, and I love them all. Addictions. So,
do you have a favorite?
No, I don't have a favorite because I build them all the way I love it.
Oh, okay.
In other words, I'm there. I do it for myself. People benefit. But I have fun doing it.
Now, you used to do big shows with lots of people, but you're doing these very small and intimately. And I want to know what your perspective is on that. Do you really like that intimate better?
No, I don't like the intimate better. I like this new form of business that I'm doing from 9 to 4. Which means it doesn't interfere with my social life with my darling boyfriend. it means that it's just a nice piece of time, and I know the subject matter, and I'm used to being a very good teacher, and therefore I know how to do my lesson plans.
Right.
I just really enjoy it, but I love my big groups, 150 people. You know, the more people, the funnier I get.
That's true, because I've seen you in all the situations and you are hilarious. I love that, Dr. Allen, and I love that you've getting a work-life balance. It's so important, and you share that with people, and I think that's really awesome. I know the studio is telling me that we have got some calls coming in. Are you ready for calls?
Let's go to work.
All right.
Not really work. It's play, but let's go to play work.
All right. I am going to tell the switchboard right now that we're ready, and we have a great Ronan is our switchboard guy. He takes care of us on the show, and he's just absolutely wonderful. I want to thank him.
Why can't we use his name? Let's thank him publicly.
Ronan. Yes, Ronan. I did. That's his name. So he's fabulous, and he is getting us our caller right now and setting it all up. So there we go. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, wow. I was going to say, to get on right away. This is a little nervous. I do, actually. I'm dealing with a lot of anxiety right now because I'm in the whole 8-week thing. And I read your book recently, and I've listened back like 3 years worth of your podcast over like the last 5 weeks. But I think I might have messed things up because he messaged me, text messaged me 4 weeks into the 8 weeks. And I think I might have I'm wondering if maybe I came off passive aggressive, and I'm nervous because I haven't heard from him now in another 2 weeks. And I don't know what to do.
Well,
and I'm like really
what's
in love
wrong
with him.
2 weeks? You don't add them together. Every time he reaches out and contacts you, you have to start the 8 weeks all over again.
I know from like having read and listened to you that I know that that's what I should do, but I'm nervous he's not going to, because I think how I
so are
basically
you saying
like,
you call him? Do you call him?
I haven't reached out to him.
Well, if you haven't called him, you haven't broken
so
the rumination law. What?
Yeah. I've been totally respecting the rumination law. And
what are you saying to me?
Well, I know sometimes there's like, not an exception, but like an amends letter. I wrote the hi-bye letter, but I guess, I forgot to mention this part. I left things at his house. And I don't know how to get that stuff back without reaching out to ask for it back. And I don't think he's going to reach out to me to be like, hey, come get your stuff. Knowing how he is, I think he's just going to be like, if she wants it, she'll come get it.
So
I'm not sure if I can win it.
Do you want to hear what I have to say?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Then don't interrupt. When was the last time he reached out to you, please?
2 weeks ago, yesterday.
So you have 6 weeks to go for this round of rumination, passive-aggressive, sniffing around, but still reaching out. Are you willing to do 6 weeks more of doing nothing but watching him operate? Yes or no?
I want to say yes. It's been really hard. My anxiety has gotten really bad around it.
I am not an emotive therapist. Feelings are not negotiable in my world, other than drugs, addicts, meds from a good doctor, murder, and suicide.
More I guess what I'm wondering
die.
Most is... Sorry, go ahead.
More people die of misused sexuality, whether it's medical or whether it's violent crimes, than almost anything on this planet. And that's the area that I'm certified as a specialist in. I've been certified by the Academy of Addiction Therapists in the area of alcoholism and sexual addiction. So I have put together a program based on science, which is, it takes 36 weeks about to have a baby, and human beings take about 8 weeks to ruminate, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, to make a major decision. And I first spotted this in the book Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz in the 60s. And I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting thing. So every time I go to my CEU's licensed supervision support systems, I go to all the brain ones because I want to see if I'm teaching anything wrong. And they continually say things like, well, it takes a couple of months, it takes this and that. And now I'm realizing that we humans ruminate to make decisions properly. And so I've been using that particular idea to have people like you not call and chase your man, which is a very masculine thing to do, and interfere with his rumination process. Because, and it was funny today, I got a notice from someone that was just shocked because her man called exactly at 8 weeks, on the day of 8 weeks. So what I want to share with you is you've done a 4-week one, I think I heard, and now you're doing a 2-week one, but you have not lost him for 8 weeks. Solid weeks. When you do not hear from him for 8 weeks, we can close the door because that signals me to tell you that it's time to take out his messages and his phone numbers and his whatever and put them in a box or burn them or do something with them, because I can't, I have no program for you about after 8 weeks, other than to say I have seen scads of women and men who have women that are, you know, whatever. So they have, in effect, told me that the people called back in a year. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have left you. So I don't know what that is. That is just that they're remorseful about canning you. So they come back and we start the whole relationship all over again. So are you willing to not be angry about the fact that he hasn't called for 2 weeks or 4 weeks? He has not abandoned you for 8 weeks. Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
Then I have nothing to say to you except passive, patient, and vulnerable. These are female skills. And if he's paying attention and he loves you, he will not be able to stay away from you because his body will hurt.
I'm wondering if I might have made a mistake, though, in how I responded when he last reached out to me. For him to now think, like, I'm done with him and I don't want to hear from him anymore. I think what I'm struggling with is that my response I might have messed up to seem, like, passive aggressive and angry. Even though I wasn't trying to be like that, I've showed it to, like, some friends, some guy friends, and they're like, yeah, you totally
look like
you. May
I say something?
Yes.
Did you make your faux pas after the first 4-week trip of no seeing and hearing him, or did you just recently do it after the 2-week?
No, he only reached out to me once in this whole time since we haven't seen each other, and he reached out. I thought I was being pleasant back, but I thought, well, he knows how I feel. He knows I love him. I was thinking that obviously he knows how I feel, so I don't need to be like over the top giddy, or I thought I was still being polite and nice. And, you know, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, but in hindsight, I think maybe he thinks I'm mad at him and want nothing to do with him. So now I feel like I was doing okay during the 8-week process until now. I think
I messed it up. You have six more weeks. You have how many? He's called 2 weeks ago, or you contacted, or he, whatever. So
yeah.
6 weeks. So you have 4 weeks to go before I can participate in your conversation.
Okay. And then at that point in time, I have my high bi letter ready to go. Would I send that and then ask for my things back? Or would I message him, hi, I'd like to get my things back? I don't know how to quite do that. And that's one thing I would love your help
Why
on.
Why don't we wait until he hasn't called you?
Okay.
And just out of curiosity, I mean, he sent you a text message. I don't know what it said, but what was your reply that your friends think was so terse?
Like he was just asking me how I was doing and inquiring about, like, you know, some personal things and you know, paying attention to my life, you know? And then I think basically he asked me about something that I was like, LOL, didn't you get my last reply? Because it answered that entire thing in a long sentence, and I never heard from him after that. And I screenshotted it and sent it to him, but I felt like the LOL made it kind of like, you know, I wasn't being like, geez, didn't you get it? It wasn't coming from that place, but I think people says it reads that way, and then you screenshotted your side of the thread and sent it to him. And then he was like, no, I never got that. Weird. And I was like, yeah, weird. Anyways, how are you doing? He answered with this really long, you know, reply about what he's up to and everything. And I never said anything back. And everyone's like, why didn't you say anything? And I was like, I don't know. It was late. I figure if he wants to see me, I'll just be passive, patient, vulnerable. And, you know, I'll leave it in his terms. I don't have to, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, but it was, I didn't think it was a big deal not to say anything back. I mean, the last two times we spoke before that, he never said anything back to my last message. So I just thought it's not that big of a deal. But, I mean, basically, I left him hanging and never said anything after that.
What do you think about that, Dr. Allen, just to leave him hanging and not respond?
All I know is when men want something, they go after it when they hurt bad enough. So I'm just going to stand by my statement. I can't and I don't have any opinion other than you've got 4 more weeks to wait for this 8-week period.
Okay.
Thanks,
so
caller.
She has six weeks left.
Okay.
Good luck. Let us know what happens.
Thank you.
You bet.
You're welcome.
All right.
You know, it's interesting because this phenomenon of the 8 weeks, which is proving so often, takes away all of the useless counseling that can be done, when the truth of the matter is a man has to ruminate his way into a decision even more than a woman, because we go with feelings. And they go with intuition.
Exactly. It sounds like we have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Hi, do you have a question?
I do.
Awesome.
Hi, Dr.
What is
Hi,
it?
Dr. Pat Allen. Thank you for taking my call.
Good.
My question is, I am a 40-year-old, single, career-minded woman, and I'm having trouble finding my mate.
Well, did you want a man who has a side job or retired?
I'm pretty open-minded and flexible with that.
Because what you signaled me was that you're a career woman and you need to be with a man who has a side career or job that can be your love and your husband or your boyfriend while you're doing your business.
I guess
what
it's a balance
of... like?
Excuse me?
What was your last boyfriend like?
He was also, you know, white-collar career IT manager.
So I had, you were a career woman and he was a career man.
Yes.
Did you notice how boring that was?
Actually, we had really good chemistry, but I think I was a little, I know I'm a little too assertive sometimes.
Career people oftentimes live in their head and don't have the kind of warmth that a woman or a man who wants a good... See, I like somebody to be a woman or a man with a man or a woman who are career-oriented, because too much equality is competitive and it bombs it. Have you ever dated somebody without a career who was just a nice man, may have been a little older than you? By the way, do you have an older man chasing you?
Have I ever had an older man chasing me?
Yeah, do you have one now?
No, ma'am. I've actually consciously not pursued anything, just kind of focused on work right now. I got frustrated, so I kind of gave up.
Do you have any hobbies? Do you dance? Do you play tennis? What do you do for fun?
I like to hike and be outdoors, and I like to study different religions. I'm interested in esoteric subjects, so I try to go to...
You go to church? Is that what you're studying, religion? I'm wondering where you're hunting.
That's the problem. I don't have enough hunting grounds.
Everybody's got hunting grounds. It could be a bench at the beach. It could be sitting in Starbucks. It could be dancing. Where are you taking your booty to market, to present?
I'm not. At this point, I'd have to run him over with my vehicle. That's part of the issue. I'm trying to get myself out there a little more now that it's spring and go do some more cultural activities.
I want you to once a week go somewhere where men and women go to have fun. How about going to a mingle? How about going dancing?
Okay.
Do you go to a church or a temple?
No.
So you're waiting for Santa Claus to bring your man down the chimney at Christmas.
I know.
Well, it's not going to happen.
I've been on different sites. I put myself out there a little more, but sometimes I feel like if they're my age, they're single for a reason, or like a lot of reasons. They're just not dateable. It's like I got to find them before they get married again.
Wait a minute. I have not been without a man for 40 years. My husband died in 2002. I then had a 7-year relationship with a wonderful man who died. Then I had another man for 5 years, and he died. You know what I am now? A cougar. My boyfriend is only 65.
You go, girl.
I am 83 years old. I'm the oldest teenager you have ever talked to. Somebody said that about me. They said, you're the oldest teenager I've ever met. And I agree with that because I worked very hard at my career, which I love dearly. And I've boiled it down to a smaller size. And now I have a 3-year relationship with a wonderful ex-therapist who's 65 years old, which is just fine with me.
Do you feel like that you've had to tone down your assertiveness and aggressiveness type, maybe natural personality to attract that mate?
Because sometimes I am so feminine. I wouldn't be Pat Allen after work for anything.
Okay.
I'm Patricia after work. My friends know me by what they see. They know when I'm Patricia, I am very, very feminine. I don't put on my balls until I go to work.
Yeah, I think I have mine on all the time right now.
I know you do, dear, but you're talking about I'm 40 years old. 40 years old looks like you're talking about a baby in a crib.
I think partially I know I was raised by a single parent, strong female, and that was my role model, and I want to be self-sufficient and not depend on anyone.
Why don't you role model me?
You're I need to, my friend.
Phone for advice. The best advice I can give you is to be what I teach, and I am.
Okay.
Will you do that? Once a week, I want you to go where men and women go to dance or play tennis or I don't know.
Yes, but, I will make that commitment.
But Dr. Allen, tell her about not speaking first and tell her about faking beta.
You tell her.
Dr.
Faking
Allen,
beta, I need to hear that.
Dr. Allen tells us if you are the one that speaks first instead of just making eye contact and smiling, you are the masculine energy and you're going to have to expect to have a beta or a feminine energy in a mate. And Dr. Allen talks about brilliantly, I might add, about faking beta. I mean, and we hear it all the time, fake it until you make it. Well, you might be feeling very masculine, but you better pretend that you're feminine if you're after a masculine mate.
If you wear makeup, you can fake beta.
I can fake it, but then at what point, I mean, don't you want them to really know you, though, too, and be yourself? I mean...
I want them to dig it out of us.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Mm-hmm. I like the words. Oh, what were the words? Enigmatic, enigmatic and mystical. I like being enigmatic and mystical. You know, it's really interesting. Men love enigmatic and mystical women when really a lot of them are just dumb. No.
All right. I don't do what? Sorry, I said I can try to fake it a little bit and go out once a week and flip my hair and bat my eyes a little more.
Why not? Why not? Be a real-life drag queen. You're faking femininity in a feminine body.
More of the ideal, what they expect of us.
Honey, men pick women with their eyes. They pick us for beauty or health That's what nature wants them to pick, healthy baby carriers. We pick them for their career, their stature, their money. You know, Harvard did a big study in the 90s, and if you want to read a book like it was at Harvard, read The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, B-U-S-S. Men pick for sensual and sexual stability. Women pick for status and financial security. One third of men pick for status and security. They're called gigolos. And one third of women pick for sensual and sexual. Those are called cougars. And that's what I am now.
Well, that's the first thing men ask is, what does she look like?
What?
I said, that's the first thing men ask is, what does she look like? And the first thing my girlfriends ask is, what does he do?
I understand that. The truth of the matter is that as men get up in the 50s and 60s, they want a woman who's fairly self-sufficient and masculine, because their ability to make a lot of money when they get old is slim. They have to make sure that they made it when they were young. We women, we become more masculine as we get older, and we start doing careers and whatever. But the truth is, I want to do both all the time. I want to have fun as Patricia, and I want to be productive as Pat Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it.
Okay, well, I will take your advice.
What?
I said, I will take your advice.
I want you to do it, because I don't think that's very good for you to get stuck in your career. That's too head tripping. Your body, the body keeps score. Remember that. The body keeps score. If women don't feel good in their bodies, they don't do good.
Okay.
So do everything you can to take care of your body.
That's been more of a focus too, so.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me. My friend loves you, so she's super excited I'm on here.
Okay.
Thanks for calling and update us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love your work and your words when you talk about faking beta, Dr. Allen. And I think it's interesting. A lot of women can misunderstand that.
Oh,
we got another caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah,
you got to turn your radio down.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, great. All right. So what's your question?
Well, we're a couple. We're both here. And our question is our compatibility and moving forward in a long-term relationship.
Are you married?
No. Marriage. No, we're not married.
Now.
No, no,
married.
No.
How long have we dated?
Two and a half years, and it's been on and off.
Okay.
It's been these breakups that we never, we're never going to see each other again. And then we're back together.
The chemistry
and
turns back on. Thank God
yes.
for chemistry.
And we've both been.
Wait a minute. Who's the man in your relationship? Who sets the standards? Who's leading?
I am. I'm with a very feminine woman who's definitely in her femininity. And
feminine?
Yes, she is.
What is she mad at you for? Is she on the phone?
Well, I'm mad. I through the 2 years when we were together, I've been upset with her. She has the ability to attract men like white on rice. So there's been some mistrust you know, it's been like a blocker for me to propose. It's as if you're with a woman who, you know, wants the long-term engagement marriage, but she doesn't act like that. She acts like a millennial.
Is she unfaithful to you? Does she have sex with other people?
I have thought that. She's assured me again over and over that she is not. I have had those thoughts, and I have chased her and traced her, and I've had concerns about my codependence, like me wanting to please her so bad.
Does your intuition tell you that she flirts, but she doesn't screw?
Yeah, doesn't what? What's the last word?
Screw. Have sex.
Yes. Well, now it does. I think she likes the validation of other men. And there's a 20-year age gap between us. She's older.
I understand that, but what?
Put this on speaker so you
You're
can 20
hear years older than she is.
And say that again, I'm sorry?
You are 20 years older than she is.
No, other way around. She's 20 years
older than you are.
Yeah, and she's fashionable, like a millennium, kind of like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But does she...
I got to tell you, she competes with her girlfriends who are 20 years older, younger than her. Her girlfriends who are 20 years old, younger than her, she competes for the guys. And the guys come over to her, not the younger women.
I understand that because she knows how to play fake beta.
She does. Absolutely.
And vulnerable. I've got news for you. I know she's faithful to you sexually. And I know you know that you're the feminine energy to her masculine. And her masculine is dramatically interesting.
Yeah. Why am I going to make a long-term commitment, a marriage, an engagement, if somebody's going to treat me not well or respect? Yeah, I need to have...
Are you willing to be her wife or not?
No, I'm not going to be her wife. I'm going to be her man.
Why not?
Why am I not willing to be her wife?
Yeah, her wife. Because you want to be respected. She's a mature, older woman who's enjoying her emerging masculinity. She's past is she past menopause?
Yeah.
She is on progesterone. She is on testosterone. That woman,
yes,
like I am, is more male than most males.
Yeah, especially in a business situation. Anything to do with money. Anything to do with money. My God. You should. It's unbelievable. I'm trying to get her to go to law school. No, I'm joking. No, she's retired.
Does she have money? Can she survive herself?
Yeah, she doesn't need me to support her. Tell me.
You have a vibrant woman that you can't leave alone because she's fully alive. She's living her masculine years now.
Yeah, she's blushing right now, too.
Is she?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Here I am.
Put her on the phone.
No. Hi.
Hello,
hi, Doctor.
Cougar.
Hi, hon.
Do you know my
book? Yeah, yes, I do. I have your book. I have the one that you just wrote, and I'm getting to. I do.
Do you want young man to be your wife?
I just adore him. I just adore him.
No, she wants a man.
Wife.
No, she.
No, I. Him. No, I don't want him to be. No, no. He's working hard, and he's. He doesn't take any, you know what, off anybody. You know, he's very, you know, very confident.
I so understand that. Just, are you? I want you to tell me: are you sexually betraying him or not? Yes or no?
Never, never, ever, never. No, and I told him I would swear on my children's names. Excuse me?
But you want to be, you want to flirt with men for stroking, is that correct?
I, you know, it's nice. I don't seek it out, that's for sure. I just sit still and...
They, you know what? They sense your availability. Men smell it. They know that you like to be stroked. Are you
I like attention.
Pretty? Are you ugly?
She's gorgeous. Yeah, Dr. Allen, she's gorgeous. And why am I going to marry somebody who's going to be, needs to stroke?
Why can't, do you know what it's like? It's like a young man flirting. The truth of the matter is, flirting is just social graces. It sounds like she's a good masculine woman for you, and you're a good, lovable young man for her. So why don't you just be husband and wife, except she gets to be husband and you get to be wife?
Wow, this is the opposite of what we thought. This is the opposite of what we thought as we were going over your material.
I understand that. I've got
and we thought it was the opposite.
I've got new. I just gave a lecture on my being a cougar. I got sick of burying 85-year-old men. I'm 83 years old. I want a young man. And so does she.
Yeah, she does. Well, she needs to treat me well. You know,
well,
she can get so masculine,
well?
And she needs some things to come out of her mouth. I'm not going to tolerate.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to sit around.
Wait a minute. What's coming out of your mouth is, look, old lady, quiet down and get in your wheelchair. I want a fat, dumpy little old lady, not an exciting older woman who's still got brains, has enough money to take care of herself, and wants to play with you. Play with you.
She does, yeah. I hear you.
Well, then why don't you play with her and shut up?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. She's smiling at that comment. Because when we go to a play, you know, in September, we go to a play. She takes me to the play. It's great, right? Her friend has we're there with three of her girlfriends. Two of the girlfriends are sitting... in the front, right? So one of the girlfriends, she says to one of her other girlfriends, she goes, oh, do you want to sit with John, me? And then Jill wants to go down and sit with, but she brought me. So she wants to do this musical chair and have one of her ugly girlfriends sit next to me. And I'm all, no way, no way, lady. I'm not, you're not doing this. You're not taking me to a play and then asking one of your girlfriends to sit next to me. It's like, get a, what is, how many brain cells do you have? How much social grace do you have?
All you have to say is, thank you for the offer, but no, thank you. You're enough for me. Look, I want you to know you're a lucky man to have a full-bodied woman who's living her both sides, her masculine and her feminine. If I could get, I want every woman to do it. Okay?
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
play.
I don't know what, you know.
Go play.
So what happened... Two was that I wanted an engagement ring, and now I got one, and then there was some betrayal on his part, and so
betrayal?
We broke up. Well, he went out traveling and met someone. He was angry with me and met someone that he connected with and went and stayed with her in Utah for on and off for 3 months.
We women tend to accept our men doing that better than they accept us. When you said that you'd been faithful to him, I believe you, because men can't handle the betrayal of a woman that they love. We, on the other hand, know that diversification is not unusual, and men can have sex without bonding. We women have a tendency to bond, but older women don't bond. But you said you were faithful to him, and I'm going to believe you.
Yes, yes, I am faithful. I mean, there's no, I have no desire to do otherwise. But now he's gotten in contact with me, and we're talking about him moving into my home. And, you know,
not
after this happened.
Without a ring. Have you got your engagement ring?
Well,
she has two of them.
He gave me a commitment ring, and then he gave me an engagement ring.
Does
but I threw the
engagement ring away. Does he introduce you as his fiancé? Darling, you don't live with a man without a title, and the title is
okay.
Fiancé.
We know. I hear your work. We know. We agree. I agree. But Dr. Allen, you're familiar with the movie. You're familiar with the movie The Wonderful Life. Right? It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
The movie. Yeah. Well, there's two characters in there. There's a Donna Reed character, who's his wife. You know the Donna Reed character, Jimmy Stewart's wife?
Yes.
Are you following me?
I'm not wanting to follow you. I'm not into evaluating movies.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
but he's making a point.
Well, I'm making a point. You know, I'm looking for a wife who...
Make your point.
Okay. I'm looking for a wife who's interested in being a team and being a wife, not a party girl. She has created a life for herself before she met me that includes a very healthy, robust social life, going out to happy hours, meeting people, flirting, dating men. Now, I don't know if that's a essential part of her core, her beingness, but yet she says she wants to be engaged and married. I'm not convinced that she can change, or if even she wants to change.
What
because
has she got to change? Wait a minute. What has she got to change?
I'm working, right, and making money and making and she's out doing happy hour and you know flirting and it's happened before. It's like, where are you? What, you know? It's like this social experience where she's out, you know, in a quasi single environment, but I'm her boyfriend and she's getting hit on, and I can't have that, and that's a barrier for me to make a long-term commitment. You know, she's exciting and vibrant, and you want to play.
Darling, how long have you been together?
Yeah. 2.5 years, on and off.
Well, why don't you on and off for the rest of your life?
I think, why aren't we on and off?
Because you wanted to.
Why don't you on and off for the rest of your life? You're madly in love with her because she's fascinating, full body, with bathed body, whatever. I want you to understand you're a lucky man. You're a lucky man.
Okay. She's a lucky girl.
What?
Well, she's a lucky girl.
She's also a hell of a man.
Hey, you're a hell of a man. I don't see any sideburns on her or any. I don't see any whiskers, but I guess I'll get your.
my
why aren't we on and off? What have some sort of untraditional relationship where we can be on for 9 months and then be off for 3 months?
No, she's unusually complex, just like so you're talking to somebody who likes what she's doing. I was older at 35 than I am at 83.
Yeah. Well, you're telling me I'm a lucky man because you're biased because there's so many commonalities between you and her.
I know that. Have you noticed that?
I noticed that before we had this conversation. Yeah. Yes.
But
yes, ma'am.
The matter is, I want a man who wants to play with me.
Oh, I want to play, all right.
So why can't you just play with her as long as she's sexually faithful?
And be engaged or married.
Yes, she's pushing the engagement thing. She's pushing the engagement thing because the play is the most important. That's what brought us together. The fun. But there's another dark side to it.
You sound like you're looking for a burqa to put on her.
Three burqas. Something, help me. Sell me a burqa. It's incredible. Women 20 years younger than her don't get the attention. But she can handle it too. She's not going to turn away from it. In front of me, dirty dancing with some guy at the bar. And I go, what the heck? You want to marry me? I ask her, you want to act like that? Then you want to marry me?
I didn't dance with
him. Oh, and then she doesn't take responsibility then. And she says she didn't dance with him. She was moving her leg. She, you know.
All I care about is she's not having sex with them. If you aren't immoral, unethical, and illegal, you're doing okay. You're mad at her because she's unusually evolved for today's women. They're either
old
men. You heard one lady saying she's a queer. I couldn't get her to go out.
Yeah.
Your woman is a complex human being, as I am. And I'm happy for her, and I've had a good life living exactly the same way.
I got to break in here. We're out of time. We're actually past time, so we have to go. But thank you so much for calling.
Thank
call
you.
Back.
Thank All you right. so much, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Dr. Allen, what do you have to say really quick before we run away?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is a commitment you're willing to make and keep. And that does not mean that you have to shrivel up and live half of your life.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, you know the website, www.drpatallen.com, wantistore.com. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.